It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday the 16th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. A researcher used a smartphone app to hack the cockpit of a virtual airplane. The setting was a computer security conference in Amsterdam. The FAA and several makers of cockpit equipment say it would be much harder, if not impossible, in a real aircraft. We asked regular contributor Chester Wisniewski, who works for the computer security firm Sophos, if he gives this much credence.
It's not outside the realm of possibility. I mean, our air traffic control system, just like the internet and many other systems that we use, were built with trust in mind. And of course, we trust that one aircraft is going to report its location correctly to another aircraft because it's in everyone's best interest that they don't hit one another. So there certainly could be ways of exploiting that trust, which is often what hackers do.
But the equipment manufacturers, companies like Rockwell Collins that make some of the stuff that's in the cockpit, point out that the actual airplanes are very different from the experiments that were being reported in this research.
Yeah, I've saw some denials from the FAA and the EASA, which I believe is the European regulatory authority for aircraft, saying that this would not work in real life. I mean, my reaction to that was kind of like, are you really tempting these guys to prove it?
I saw a presentation by a University of Texas professor who, along with some graduate students, tried to hack the GPS system. And the idea would be, could you perhaps manipulate in such a way to confuse a drone aircraft under some very controlled conditions in an empty football stadium? They were able to do it, but they admitted the real-life version of this would have been very hard.
Yeah, and that's often the case, is that, you know, the lab stuff is interesting. And actually, you know, we can learn a lot from these lab experiments to build better systems when we iterate in the future. It doesn't necessarily mean we're instantly vulnerable. I kind of thought there was an interesting joke from one of the researchers, which is that it really does kind of bring a whole new meaning to the word airplane mode for your cell phone when you're talking about potentially being able to control aircraft with your cell phone.
So what would be a lesson here for the industry to be self-critical if perhaps it's not possible now to keep asking questions to figure out if it ever might be possible in the future?
Absolutely. I mean, I think when we're looking at the security of things that people's lives depend upon, like medical devices that are embedded in our bodies or air traffic control systems or any of these types of things, I would hope the industry should welcome any analysis by experts like the folks who presented their talk the other day, because all of this just makes us all smarter and lets us build better and more secure systems in the future.
Chester Wisniewski at the computer security firm Sophos. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Any chance Yahoo is really a money-making machine? We'll know later today when the internet company's quarterly results hit the wires. Yahoo's high-profile CEO Marissa Meyer has been getting attention for her acquisitions and her attempt to overhaul Yahoo's culture. A solution is at hand for a desperate problem just begging to get solved. Ever get frustrated with the crisp, clean look of high-definition video and yearn for the scratchy look of a worn videotape badly tracking across dirty playback heads? Well, YouTube has just added a button that creates the VHS effect for its online videos. And you've seen the little squares that attach to iPads so businesses can accept credit cards on the fly. Wholesome farmers markets seem to attract the devices. Well, according to CNN, they're also being used by prostitutes, particularly in tech centers such as Silicon Valley. Just swipe the card to pay on a credit card. What could possibly go wrong? I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.